Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's talk now, though, about a New Zealand-made fishing video game, which is getting turned into a movie. Christchurch-based indie game developers Black Salt Games have signed a deal with media company Story Kitchen to bring their single-player adventure game Dredge to life on the big screen. The forthcoming movie has been described as an atmospheric cosmic horror blend of H.P. Lovecraft and Ernest Hemingway. Goodness me. And joining me now from Black Salt Games, producer Nadia Thorne and lead artist Alex Ritchie. Kia ora to you both.
Kia ora.
Hi.
Nadia, we'll start with you. You've just returned from the UK. Dredge was nominated for 4 BAFTA Game Awards. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, that's for sure, waking up to those nominations, and it was a fantastic event. Unfortunately, we didn't come home with any this time, but we've kind of said that we'll need to win the Oscar instead, I suppose.
Exactly. Yeah, then it's the Emmy and the Tony, isn't it? look, it's a pretty astonishing success that the game has enjoyed. Grand prize at the New Zealand Game Awards last year, the South by Southwest Sydney Game of the Year, nominated for Best Game at the Hugo Awards, more than 1.5 million downloads, 100,000 in the first 24 hours of release. Were you expecting this, or did this just totally come out of the blue and sideswipe you?
Yeah, no, we weren't expecting this at all. It's our first title as a studio, so, you know, we were just hoping that, you know, maybe a few hundred or a few thousand might play it and leave a good review and set us up for the next one. So it's completely blown all of our expectations out of the water, no pun.
Yay, there we go. Nice one. Hey, Alex, let's bring you in here. For people who haven't actually played Dredge before, How do you play it? What sort of game is it?
Well, it's actually been a hard game for us to put into a category as well. But it's kind of like a spooky, cozy game. So it's got two separate halves to it where you're kind of like doing fishing and collecting fish and filling out an encyclopedia. But then there's also this mysterious and like dark undertones of a story happening that unravels.
Yeah. I think what I like about it is it's relative simplicity in its use of atmosphere. It really taps into some base primal human emotions, you know, fear of the sea, fear of the vastness of the sea and what might lurk underneath, fear of isolation and loneliness. And rather than drowning in you know, features and over explanation, you know, it leans into its strength. Was that a deliberate choice on your part?
To keep it kind of smaller.
Yeah, and to really lean heavily into the atmosphere of it and the sort of the emotional effect that it has on players.
Yeah, 100%. Right from the beginning, The first thing we agreed on really was the atmosphere and the feeling that we wanted to go for. And then all of our decisions in turn were just in service of trying to get there and enhance the atmosphere. Yeah.
Nadia, where did the idea actually come from in the first place? What was the kernel of it?
It came from Joel, our programmer and writer. So we were all sort of pitching ideas, just sort of one pages. And actually the kind of first, you know, few paragraphs of Dredge is quite a bit different from the kind of immersive role-playing game that eventuated. But at its core, it was about, you know, sort of going out into the water and catching fish. Fishing is a really popular mini game in a lot of games. And yeah, it was just something that We wanted to explore, what if you made that the main kind of mechanic of a game?
Yeah, I spent many, many hours trying to catch fish in Red Dead Redemption 2 with varying levels of success. So, yeah, I definitely get that. And look, we've been through the numbers, over 1.5 million downloads. It's a staggering success. And now a movie deal. Nadia, sticking with you on this one, tell me how this happened. What was it like when you were approached to turn Dredge into a film?
We didn't believe it at first, I don't think, when we first started hearing from production studios. And then, sort of, I guess it did become real when a few of them came knocking at the door. And then, we sort of had to learn all about, things like option agreements and, shopping agreements and all these sorts of, film rights and everything. And so we're really pleased to be going with a partner in Story Kitchen that sort of not only understands obviously, the Hollywood and film side of things, which is so far away from what we do, but they also understand games as well. And that's what we're, most excited about, that they understand how to make a good kind of adaptation from game IP onto the screen.
It's such an interesting point, isn't it? Because video, I mean, there's a laundry list as long as your arm of terrible video game adaptations to cinema, but video game adaptations are really, it seems, having a serious moment in the sun now. Arcane, the League of Legends adaptation, was a really, really good TV show, I thought. The Last of Us, of course, was a massive hit. Fallout, which is airing at the moment, I think, on Amazon Prime. A Alex, why do you think this is? Where has this come from?
I don't actually know, but I think that it's definitely been driven by those recent successes, though. The biggest, most recent one, I guess, I feel like is The Last of Us. Like that really almost came by surprise. They announced it, but it made perfect sense, and then it did really well. The adaptation was really good, and I guess people are seeing now that there's stories and depth in video games that they might not have realized before. And since video games, there's so many out there, and there's already this like maybe like a gold mine that has yet to be discovered. So
Well,
maybe that's part of it.
yeah, of course, that, ultimately it's got to make a profit, I suppose, on behalf of the production companies. That's a big driver. But Nadia, I mean, I have a theory on this as well. My theory is that it's linked to video games being taken more seriously as an art form and sort of a storytelling instrument, as opposed to quote unquote just a game. You don't see the kind of camp overwrought movies like the 90s Street Fighter or the OG Mortal Kombat, the original Mortal Kombat. Great films, though they are, and live long in my heart. Do you think I'm onto something there, that video games are indeed being taken more seriously as a storytelling device now than in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's just us gamers anymore kind of championing them as legitimate or even heightened form of a storytelling, one in which you get to actually play the protagonist rather than passively watching sort of a story playing through. And globally, gaming is a bigger industry than film and screen as well.
Way bigger, yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of us out there that are interested in that enjoy the stories told through games, and there's no reason that other audiences can't enjoy it through the screen.
Alex, you're the lead artist on the game. How did you get into this in the first place? Did you train to be a video game artist, or did you train as an artist and you were really into games? What was your sort of career pathway like to get to where you are now?
Actually, like sort of. So originally, like I've always been interested in video games, and I've always wanted to make them. And a long time ago, I wanted to, I guess, program them and make them, and I had no idea how they worked. I've always kind of been a little bit artistic. So when I realized that that could have been a pathway in, I started studying design and art in Christchurch. And I sort of made my way through there. Yeah, I made some connections and got my first job at Cerebral Fix, previous company. And yeah.
It's just gone from there. Nadia,
It has.
same question to you. How did you get into video game production?
Yes, like Alex, previously worked at Cerebral Fix, which is a work for hire studio based in Christchurch. And that was started by basically gamers that we really enjoyed playing games. Wouldn't it be great if we also made games? And so that turned out, yeah, to be a really long and fun experience learning the craft of making different kinds of games and the types of games that we want to bring to the world. And then kind of COVID happened, the world changed, but it was also a great time to kind of reevaluate what you were doing and time to start something new. And so that was when we decided to roll out from Cerebral Fix and start Black Salt Games, which concentrated on making our own games.
Alex, you must have had a really great time designing some of these Lovecraftian monsters. But I wonder, does it hit different when you see them paired with, the storyline that you have here and the beautiful, the absorbing soundtrack that you have as well. Seeing your art kind of both enhancing other styles of art and sort of all them all kind of combining and being elevated beyond what they are individually. Sorry, word salad question, but do you get where I'm going at there?
I think so, yeah. So once I've made the art, yeah, actually seeing it in game and having the descriptions that Joel writes for the fish afterwards, which also gives them more life and more lore, and then seeing the monsters or the environments that we've made in the world with the sounds of the ocean, and then you get the music coming in. It is really special. It's quite cool.
Is there any nervousness on your part about your visions and your designs now being adapted for the big screen? I mean, and actually, do you have any sort of creative veto over how anything is translates across?
I'm not sure. It's really early on. I don't
Yeah,
have
fair enough.
many fears actually going into it. I've, talking with the Story Kitchen guys, they get what the game is about. And I also see it as, I mean, I like adaptions, even if they are different or they show a different side of things. I'm pretty open in that regard. I'm more excited than nervous.
Nadia, the gaming sector and industry in New Zealand is really picking up a head of steam now. You folks are a relatively small. I've seen you described as an indie game studio in areas. Where to next? Like, how do you build on a success like this? It must come with a lot of pressure.
Yeah, but also I think a lot of support and opportunities as well. I think that's the kind of really lovely thing about the game development industry is that it is so big, and we all make different types of games. We're all appealing to different types of audiences, so it's really not competitive. So basically, you just get a whole lot of wonderful messages of support and people that are looking forward to our next game. Obviously, there is a lot of requests for more Dredge or Dredge 2. I think we're also really excited to bring new worlds to our players. So once we kind of release a new DLC, so some additional Dredge content this year. It'll be, yeah, exciting to kind of go, get back into the ideation side of things and see what new worlds we could come up with.
Totally. Congrats once again to both of you on the movie deal. Just finally, Nadia, translating a game to film. I guess Alex talked to this earlier, I suppose, but there are always concessions that are necessary or changes made. What are you really hoping for from the film when it happens? What element or elements of the game do you really want it to get right?
This is something that, yeah, we talked about for quite a bit as a team. And I think the big thing for us is that there has to be mutant fish in this film. That's our deal breaker,
It's a deal breaker.
right there.
Yeah, there have to be mutant fish. Needs more mutant fish. Great
That's our
stuff.
note.
Nadia Thorne, Alex Ritchie, it's been really nice chatting to you both this evening, and congrats once again on your success. All the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Nadia Thorne and Alex Ritchie. Nadia is the producer of Dredge. Alex is the lead artist, and Dredge is a game produced by Black Salt Games.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.